when you have discarded all these accepted tradition, norms, patterns of existence that you must analyze, you must follow, you must obey, you must be ambitious, greedy, envious, be socially immoral, therefore immoral, and so on and on and on. When you reject all that, if you are capable of rejecting it, and if you don't reject it, you are not free. And you can only reject it because you understand it, not just revolt against. That has no meaning. Then, how is the mind to be aware of itself and its dangers? And being aware of the danger, what will it do? You follow? What will it do now, after putting aside analysis, the sense of time, suppression, and all that? Well, how will it deal with the thing that it is aware of? I hope I made the problem clear. What is the state of the mind when it has put aside all these things like analysis, time, the understanding of memory, the futility of suppression or escape, the idiocy of ideologies? What is the state of the mind that has discovered all this? Surely it has become extraordinarily sensitive, hasn't it? Not only to the outer, but also to the inner. Being highly sensitive and intelligent, how is it going to deal with the fact that it is jealous or angry or whatever it is? Not through analysis, all that's out. What will it do? How will it act? And the action must be tested. It must show in form as well as in essence. Which means the form must change, because the essence is also changing. So what is the state of the mind that is aware of its own sorrow? Let's use that word for the moment. How will it deal with it? Can we proceed from there? Now, can we go on from there? Can there be sensitivity if there is a space between the thing that is observed and the observer? Am I sensitive to my wife or to my neighbor or to the community if there is an isolation, there is an isolating movement within me? A movement of resistance, of opinion. Right? There is no relationship. Therefore, there is no sensitivity. So when I discard the fairly obvious things like analysis and so on, my mind has become extraordinarily sensitive. And therefore, it is no longer divided in itself as the observer and the observed. Right? But it's always testing. When there is no separation between the observer and the observed, then there is no conflict. And therefore there is immediate action. The mind is aware that it is jealous, gossipy, stupid, envious. Those are the reactions, responses. And being sensitive, therefore, being intimately in contact with that feeling, with that reaction, there's immediate action. Which means there is no jealousy, which the mind is going to test it out. So the mind then is a constant movement, constant watchfulness, and therefore capable of immediate action when necessary. Right, is that enough?